This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In the days leading up to January's New Hampshire primary, thousands of voters received a robocall with a voice that sounded identical to President Joe Biden. The call told listeners not to participate in the election and to save their vote for November when it really mattered. It turns out the call was not actually from Biden, but rather an employee of a rival candidate. He had replicated the president's voice using AI, creating what is known as a deep fake. The incident led the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, to ban AI-generated voices in all robocalls and sparked a conversation about how deep fakes could impact elections. Would enough voters really be fooled by AI-generated content? To answer this, we first need to know more about what a deep fake is and how it works.
A deep fake is fabricated content that has been created using generative artificial intelligence. It can be audio, it could be a video, it could be a visual. And this content depicts someone doing or saying something they never actually did or said.
That's Ilana Beller, organizing manager for the democracy team at Public Citizen, a nonprofit consumer advocacy organization. She says that over the past few years, these fake video and audio clips have evolved rapidly. Even compared to just a few months ago, deep fakes are now much more convincing and realistic. That said, it sounds like only a tech genius could create this type of content. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
We have democratized the technology in the sense that we have made the ability to create fake video and audio tapes available to virtually everyone. Through generative AI, it's prompt-driven and template-driven, so anybody can do it. You know, it used to require more of a technical background to use these kinds of tools, but they now are accessible to everyone. And the technology is getting better and better, so it is very difficult to spot the fakes from real videos. And so the risk goes up pretty substantially, given how difficult it is to spot fake videos.
That's Daryl West, senior fellow in the Center of Technology Innovation at the Brookings Institution. Right now, audio deepfakes tend to be higher quality than videos, but both are fooling people left and right. For this reason, Beller says deepfakes pose a huge threat to democracy, as they can deceive and defraud voters, like they did in New Hampshire. And while an election being determined by AI is still talked about as a hypothetical in the U.S., it's possible it's already happening in other countries.
An example of what the nightmare scenario could look like took place a couple of months ago in Slovakia, where a deepfake was circulated a couple of days before a major, very close election. And the deepfake was an audio deepfake. It depicted one of the two major party candidates saying that he wanted to rig the election. He had never said this, but the deepfake was circulated relatively broadly on social media. And that party did go on to lose the election by a slim margin. It's impossible to know for sure that that was what did it, but certainly this illustrates a very big concern, which is deepfakes. Particularly deepfakes that are circulated very close to an election could deceive voters and potentially swing the outcome of an election.
As we inch closer to the election, it's likely we'll see more deepfakes circulating the internet. This content can range from spreading fake news and disinformation to even depicting candidates in a sexually explicit manner without their consent.
We've seen a lot of fake content this year. For female politicians, many of them have had their heads put on the bodies of naked women in order to shame them and embarrass them. We are seeing fake robocalls of the sort that we saw in New Hampshire featuring Joe Biden. There are fake videos that have circulated. I've seen videos of Trump during one of his indictments being physically dragged away by the police, even though that never happened. So they're really all over the place right now.
While most of what's out there now is geared towards Biden and Trump, deep fakes are being made for state and local races, too. In these smaller elections that have fewer votes, a deep fake could easily sway the outcome. With all the dangers this poses, what are social media and tech companies doing to monitor this kind of content? Though many sites have tools to detect and remove deep fakes, West says it's just not good enough. In fact, they're actually worse now than they were in 2020.
The social media platforms did a good job of content moderation in 2020. They took down a lot of fake content, but that whole activity has become very controversial these days. And so a number of the platforms have pulled back from engaging in that type of content moderation. They have said they're less likely to take down content. Twitter/X basically seems to be a complete Wild West. They don't seem to be removing very much content at all. They fired a lot of their human safety teams. YouTube has a lot of fake information that circulates there. So the country is actually less prepared for fake videos this year than we were 4 years ago. There's just a lot of opportunities for mischief this year arising from deepfake videos, and the companies need to take this seriously.
On top of pushing social media and tech companies for change, many are calling on lawmakers to take action. Currently, there's legislation at both the state and federal level to address the rise of deepfakes and AI-generated content. If passed, candidates convicted of using AI technology to influence elections would be banned from holding office.
There is a bipartisan bill that was put forth by Senators Klobuchar, Hawley, Coons, and Collins. That legislation is introduced, and it could certainly be passed. However, it's not clear whether it will be passed in time for the 2024 election. Moving on to state legislation, there's been a lot of movement on the state front when it comes to regulating deepfakes in elections. Ahead of the 2024 legislative session, five states had passed laws regulating deepfakes in elections. And already this year, seven more bills have been passed. So there are 12 laws that have been passed in total addressing deepfakes in elections. 10 of the 12 laws that have been passed have been signed into law. Two of them are awaiting governor's signatures.
These bills also have bipartisan support, with both red and blue states passing laws to address the crisis. Some states, like California and Illinois, are taking it a step further and allowing deepfake victims to sue the creators. Though significant progress has been made, both Beller and West are hoping the federal government passes legislation sooner rather than later. Beller adds this should be of special importance for Congress, considering that AI could destroy the little trust left between the government and the public. How can we believe anything our lawmakers say if we can't distinguish what's real from what's fake?
In addition to deep fakes being used to defraud voters to swing the election, when it comes to our democracy, there's also a concern around public trust. So if we are in a media ecosystem where deep fakes are circulated very frequently, and that is a lot of the content that people are encountering, people will have a hard time trusting, rightfully so, what they're seeing, and it will further erode the public trust that we have in our democracy, that we have in information, that we have in media, and that is really scary as well.
To find out more about Ilana Beller, Daryl West, and all our featured guests, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on X, Facebook, and Instagram. This story was written and produced by our associate producer, Grace Galanti. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson. This segment is brought to you by Capital One. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Coming up next week.
For the first time, they feel community. They feel like they belong somewhere. And belonging changes everything.
Helping unhoused teens one child at a time. Then.
I think it is one of the most valuable and underrated things that you can get into.
Reaping the many benefits of growing your own produce. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.